The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like the full season of FX's epic limited series Shogun, FX's new international spy thriller The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss, and don't miss the all-new crime series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events and starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called Needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
The Zed Run Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by The College Experience. Get ready for the college football season by checking out all 131 college team previews on by our friend Colby Dant. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/CFB. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/CFB. Oh, yeah. Let's get those fist bumps going, Jersey Shore. We are back. We are back with another installment of the Zed Run Gambling Podcast. I am your host, the man of the desert, Scott Bowser. With me is our man over in the Arkansas neck of the woods, the Wolf of Oaklawn himself, Mr. Chase Sessoms. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, it's funny. When people ask me where I'm from, I usually say the Arkansas, kind of like the Ohio State. But, man, doing well.
You're looking good.
Meat sack horses full swing. Zed horses full swing. Yeah, man.
Yeah, you're looking good. It looks like you trimmed the beard a little. Looks nice.
I did. I went to the barber to get a haircut. I asked for a beard trim, and I want to revoke this man's barber credentials after the beard trim that I got. Because it looks like the front part of my beard was like a curtain that was slowly like being pulled up to reveal a really shitty show, which was like the neck part of my beard.
That's not good, man.
Yeah.
Well, and then back with us as our third man, the third leg of the tripod, as we like to call him around here, the Sultan of Speed, Blake Myers. How you doing, Blake?
Good. Still riding high off the Julio Rodriguez extension for the Mariners. So,
pretty damn
good Friday for me so far.
Yeah, man. Dude, that guy is a young beast. And we got our man back as a third time appearance. Our leading guest, and we love having him, especially when there's new stuff happening in Zed, because I always like hearing his take about it. Mr. Dan Chan himself. How you doing, Dan Chan?
Good. What's going on, guys? Great to talk to you.
Oh, man. Dude, yeah. We are having so much fun. So I got this soundboard, and it's kind of silly. So I can say stuff like this.
I thought the generals were due. Love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. Or if you're a Point Break fan, I got
Utah. Give me two.
And so, yeah, man, I'm going to start adding more stuff to that because somewhere on a file on this thing, I have like a starting gate sound. Like I have a bunch of like horse racing sounds and stuff. So we'll definitely be expanding. And if any listeners have any ideas for the soundboard, let me know. I'll try and seal the clip and add it if I can, because sometimes it gets tricky with media copyright laws. But we're not here to talk about that. We are here to talk Zed Run, as always, and it was a big week for Zed. And let's get the big one out of the way right away. Lending dropped this week. So, and we've been anticipating this for a while. We knew the Zed token was going to be geared towards the lending. Dan, have you lent any horses yet?
I don't really have a plan around lending yet. I'm not really sure what it is yet, right? Like,
neither
is it going to be just a million horses all piled together and no one's going to pick them all up. So I don't know what I really don't have a plan yet. So I haven't done anything.
I think I have three stables. So I bought a permit for each stable. I'm going to put one horse from each stable in there. And some of my friends that have thought about getting into the game, I'm going to say, hey, go borrow my horse and see if you like it.
I'm going to treat it like a library and I'm going to borrow a horse and then just never come back to Zed again.
Keep it forever.
You're going to owe $17 million on a Z290 or something.
Yeah. I've got 35 grand in late fees for Harold and the Purple Crayon right now. For the love of God.
Then they're going to send Horseman, the horse cop after you, like on that Seinfeld episode where the library guy came after him like 20, 30 years later.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I've lived off the grid. I've been living beneath the law for long enough now. I think I can get away with it.
Well, Blake, do you have a lending plan at all?
Not yet. I mean, I'm not sure if I have anything good enough in the stable that anybody's going to want to lend currently. But if I did, I don't think I'd have a real plan. I'd probably just throw a horse out there and see what happens.
Well, I was thinking, because I want to be put my thinking cap on or whatever. I was thinking that this could be an opportunity for downclassing in a lot of ways.
Just let someone who doesn't know what they're doing fuck around and ruin the win percentage for a horse. Yes. I was actually thinking the exact same thing. Like, I'm not going to put my good horse out there for any just fucking apple-faced goon to just, run into the ground. Let's let them, maybe get lucky with the shitty horse.
Yeah, find one of my friends that's the biggest idiot I know, and I have several to choose from. And then I pick one and be like, hey, borrow this horse and run it and do it and tell them, do it to your best of your abilities.
Yeah.
And watch them just get that thing down to C5 for me.
Yeah. Do it until the ASPCA intervenes. Just run, run, run. Never stop running.
Hey, Dan Chan, what do you think about that? Like using it for downclassing?
I think the great thing with it is it's really good to mess with your enemies, right? Like you can open 10 barns and borrow horses and just make it so they can never downclass, just chase your friends around that are trying to downclass and just put 11 268s in from 11 different barns in every single race they enter.
This is how I know I'm not good at Zed Run yet, is that I do not have any enemies. I'm very supportive of everyone, in fact.
Well, that's a bad start right off the
bat. Yeah, really. I'm too not trying hard enough this game.
Yeah, you got to have that one person. You're like, hey, fuck them. Spite makes the world go around.
That's right.
I truly believe that. Well,
you know what? As much as we race, I think you're my enemy.
I mean, I have the record against you. That I mean, I wouldn't really consider you a rival, but I would understand if you consider me one.
Fair enough.
Dan Chan, who's your biggest rival in the game right now? I know you got a couple.
You know, the thing is I don't really pay attention to other people on the track much. So it's not really ever a track rival. All my rivals end up being in Twitter or Discord or something.
I never even know
who they are on the track. Like, I don't even know their stable names usually.
Well, I noticed that. Okay. I have I wouldn't say my rival stables, but I notice the ones I notice all the time are ones that have emojis in the stable name.
Yeah, it's easier to remember.
You see them more often. You're like, oh, yeah, I remember that one. I see that one all the time. Like, I always see Blossom Racing out there. Because I see the emoji. It's easy for me to kind of spot that.
Yeah, that's why I put emojis in mine.
Do you think that lending is going to be this completely just full with a billion horses that aren't even just going to sit. Like, are people like, I feel like originally people are going to like jump in and like totally be all over lending, but there's obviously not enough people because you can only get one horse, right? So,
yeah, well, I'll say this from an economics perspective, like the lending actually makes the Zed token have utility kind of thing. Cause now like the price went up immediately because it was now being used on the blockchain. And so like the way I kind of see it is like, if we all just buy as many permits, cause like you're not, you don't buy the permit, you're just staking the coin and you get it back when you relinquish the permit back. So if everybody just freezes up as many permits as they can, even if we're not going to like lend much, it's like kind of like a pump and dump for our coin.
But I mean, like, I mean, as in like the utility of the, like, is there going to be like 200,000 people that buy a permit, put a horse in, and it never gets borrowed?
Yeah. See, I think it's mostly going to, I think this is the onboard new players. This is what it should be, right? That's the whole point of this. You don't want to buy a horse to get in right away, so you borrow one.
And so you kind of force the existing, I don't know, player base to help grow the new player base by tying the Zed token to it.
As if this show trying to onboard as many new players as possible isn't enough. Now I got to lend horse.
Right.
But it's going to be the case, right? Like everybody's going to lend now, right?
Yeah.
But as soon as their horse doesn't get taken, like over a few cycles, they're just going to stop lending, right? Like they're not even going to go through the whole effort or the process. Why would you?
Well,
why would you tie up tokens? Why would you even put your horses in the lending bar?
Yeah.
Does your horse expire in there? Like if you put a horse in, does it?
So, okay. If you put it in there, you can pull it out anytime if no one's borrowed it. I went through all this last night to try and figure it out so I could actually know what I'm talking about.
But can you just like race still? Like they could steal your horse like normal until someone actually borrows it?
No, you can't race it while it's in the lending market. So you can't race it, but once someone borrows it, they're locked in for 4 days and then you get it back after 4 days and you can pull it off the market.
So basically these horses are just locked in the lending barn and no one's using them or taking them. There's not going to be, okay, let's just be real. There's not going to be 400,000 new barns and there's going to be 400,000 horses in there, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly probably
right. If you've incentivized it in any sort of way, then absolutely.
I mean, hey, it would be nice if like while I put my horse in that barn, it's collecting like one Zed token a day or something like that. Like give me interest on it.
No, you actually have to pay for the food to have the shit shoveled, everything.
So it's kind of going to be, do you feel like what I'm feeling, like where it's going to be like everyone's saying, okay, I'm going to lend. And then 2 weeks from now, they're going to be like, oh, this is crap. I'm not doing this anymore. Why would I put my horse in there? I can't race it. I can't use it. No one else is taking it.
I think a week and a half from now, it's going to be like it's going to be just tumbleweeds going through the lending. Like it should have a tumbleweed emoji that just kind of bounces across your screen when you log on there,
from just across the screen from box to box.
But are you saying it's because, like, to me, I say it is huge, right? Like you could come into the game, you don't have to put shit in, you could win free money, people are going to come out of the woodwork trying to get these horses. You don't think so? I mean, like, you don't think that there's a million kids in some third world country that are going to race a free horse for free and jump into these, you know, grab a horse for free and run it five times and see if they can make $2.
Now you're talking my language. Third world country slave labor.
Yeah. Right up your alley.
That's gonna happen, right? Like you would be dumb not to.
While they're wearing Patriots 19-0 Super Bowl jerseys.
But right, it's gonna happen though, right? I mean, it's gotta happen.
Yeah, and it's like, to me, it's like, why do you unleash this before you fix the class system? Because how can you have a really good, like a truly viable lending market if the class system isn't quite functioning properly?
But don't you think like 99% of those people don't give a shit? They just want the free $6.
Yeah, they just want to. That's exactly what it is. But I mean,
so is it going to be that though? Is there going to be 100,000 freaking third world kids from all over the world getting these horses and jumping in these tourneys and running them five times?
My money's already on Guatemala.
If we're gonna do that, then I say we start our own charity to start sending iPhones and iPads and laptops down to load up with MetaMask wallets to all these third world country kids so they could run our horses for us for money.
Have our horse lending pages on the home screen whenever they boot up the internet.
It's like, It's like
Ernesto, less farming, more horse running.
It's like that. God, I feel like such an awful person for joking about this. But it's like,
no, but I mean, no, but I'm not as joking as much as you guys are. But in the reality, it's going to be the case, though, right?
I mean, probably
who the users are, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, I know. There's going to be some kid in Nambia, like, just pounding out Nakamoto's all day until he, like, can feed the village for a month. Like, it's...
Right, because you get a horse, you create a MetaMask, you race it 5 times, and then you just go to another browser, create a MetaMask, race the horse 5 times, get another horse, and you just keep doing it all day, right? 20 hours
yeah,
a day.
I saw, what was it, yesterday? Like, yeah, yesterday, two fools put one of their Z1 Genesis in there. So there is, I know for a fact there's at least one Z1 Genesis in the barn or in the market.
That beats anything I can put in there.
Yeah, hands down.
What's that?
That beats anything I can put in there.
Yeah, well, I mean, of course, like...
But like, so, okay, so if that's how it plays out and we get 100,000 third world kids trying to take a little bit of the pot, they're never going to be players, right? Like, you can't consider that as someone that's going to become an active player buying Z3 Zabos. Come on.
No. Like, that's
so, so what's the use? What's the purpose? What's the onboarding?
If it's third world, do we tie food to this somehow?
Like, we'll give the kid, hey, let's just start. Hey, let's get. So we're trying to discourage them from the game. So we just start. We amp up our food donations.
No, but come on, you guys, stay with me on this. Seriously, like, what happens? Because these guys are not going to be just saying, oh, "Okay, yeah, I really like the game. Now I'm just going to go spend 10 ETH and get involved."
Okay, I think
they don't have that.
I think the best way I can answer that is maybe with another question. I hate doing that, but like, do you think it's going to be around and this lending market will still be in the game in 6 months?
Oh yeah. I think it's going to be here forever. I don't. I think it's going to be a major part of the game, and it's going to be a major part of the game with that system where people come for free, they can get in for free, they get a chunk of the free money, and I think that's going to be a hit. That's going to be a huge hit.
Well, is that? Are we looking at? Is this the catalyst that helps go mainstream?
But where does there's no user base there. Like, there's no rich kid that's playing $100 fucking Madden game on a $600 PlayStation that's worried about spending $20 on a horse and throwing him in a race. I mean, he doesn't care less. $20 to him is like nothing. So that's your customer base, right? That's who you want, right? That's who you're trying to get.
Yeah, and like, I mean, I guess the only thing for this is people that like might be potentially like, hey, I'm down to throw a lot of money into this. But I want to try it first. I mean, but how many of those are there? You're right. Like, how many of those people are there? Really? Probably, 50 around the world?
Well, but I mean, there may be a bunch of those, but I don't see lending as their onboarding.
No. They're just going to go in and buy, right? Like,
I mean, they might lend just to try it out for a couple hours, but then as soon as they say, oh, yeah, this looks cool as fuck, and then they just, you know, go buy a horse or something.
Well, okay.
But I just don't see that. If this is your method of onboarding, actual paying players, I don't think so. If this is your method of onboarding user count, where you got huge user count and huge site activity, yes, it's a win. It's a win. Big win.
Well, you know, another way to win is over at, if you're thinking about joining WinBet, now is the time. Perfect. Man, you set me up so beautifully for that. Now is the perfect time for new customers who bet $100 to get a free $100 bet. If you're betting baseball, you have to check out WinBet and the reduced juice in baseball games. Makes them the best place to bet MLB. Plus, the WinBet casino is always open 24 hours a day, where you can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. Win also just released their first QB with 5 TDs prop bets. Oh, I love that. I'm going to get in on that. There's so much to choose from. All you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet so they know we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 20 or older and present in a state where play through WinBet is available. If you know someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. We're also brought to you by Odds Trader. And what is Odds Trader? Well, they're a place where you can compare odds from all the major books. You can compare all the different sign-up codes and make sure you're getting in the promotions, make sure you're getting the best deal and best bang for your buck. With football season starting, this is great. Also, you got it provides player stats, key game stats, injury reports, weather reports, all the stuff that you need to make your most informed bets. Obviously, you get the play-by-play updates, live scores, and bet tracking. If you're a live bet gambler like I am, this is a perfect app for you to get. So go over there to oddstrader.com/bluewire and is the number one site for all your game day bets. All right. Okay, so actually, one thing I thought to do with the lending is we're going to do a little thing, experiment for the show, where the three of us are each going to lend a horse to each other.
And see how bad you can fuck it up?
or yeah. Like...
Exactly. That's exactly what's going to happen.
That's kind of the spirit of the show. Yeah, you get it, Dave Chan.
That's what's going to happen.
All your marathons are running 1,000 meters.
That would be like bringing Drew Lock in as your starting quarterback, right?
Yeah, just a terrible decision.
That hits home.
A terrible decision was made.
Blake's up in Washington, man. That really hits him.
Oh man,
I'm a Chiefs fan though, so I laugh at all the Seattle sports radio that just talks about how good Drew Lock is.
Back when they were in the AFC West, it mattered. Like
it did matter. Now I can just laugh at him.
Yeah, they don't really get as mad at you now for being a Chiefs fan.
As much as I hate like dome stadiums for the most part, there's some charm of those Seahawks games in the Kingdome, like with there's something about that. Those old Seahawks Raiders games with Bo Jackson, Chuck, and Bosworth. Like, oh, that was great.
With the AstroTurf that can only be described as like aqua blue.
Yeah.
Dude, they need to do like AstroTurf Zed tracks. That'd be fun.
Oh my god, I thought you were gonna say nudes. I was already all pumped up and starting to go off.
AstroTurf
nudes.
Right, we'll get to that later. We'll definitely get... But no, yeah, like
you had me right there.
Like I do think a lending exchange would be, I don't know, for us, like on the show, that's fun. But yeah, outside of content creators, they're like, who is this lending market for? Like, hey, reach out. ZedRunGamblingPodcast@gmail.com, at Zed Podcast on Twitter, whatever. Hit me up if you have better ideas than like what we put together here. Cause like I'm with Dan Chan. I just don't see the second I acquired the permits yesterday, I was like, what the fuck do I do now with the like I just relinquish them back and get my coin back. Like
yeah. I mean I see Dan Chan's point. I think honestly what ends up happening is people who play the game constantly are just doing it to say, I ran this Z1 Nakamoto in a tournament, or I, you know, did whatever with it. Like I got to touch $1,000 digital horse basically is might just be the outcome that comes from it. But I will say, I think what most likely happens is Zed takes the initial results of what's happening in the user behavior, you know, with the people who are actually taking advantage of the lending program. I'll say take advantage. We don't know if there's technically an advantage to it yet, but the people who are using the program and they start to pivot with the result, you know, what result they want from it. They might be slow to respond, but they do seem a little bit responsive.
And I just can't imagine one of the biggest, like most exciting draws when you first start and all this is winning. Mm-hmm. And all these horses that are going to end up getting put in the lending barn or whatever you want to call it, they're going to be donkeys. And even if you put a good one in there that's got like a solid 15% win rate, the chances that somebody just hops in and runs five races and wins is going to be very small.
Yeah, they're not going to know to dial
in. So new people are just going to hop in, lose five races, and be like, this sucks. I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
You think so? You think that's going to be like the typical experience that you just race five? And I just think it's going to be like super grinders that people are going to have like 25 computers, 75 monitors, and just fucking running five races on, 850 horses, just trying to get in. And I mean, think about it. If you spend no money and you qualify, let's say you qualify 10 horses out of the 900 you ran today, you're probably going to hit a quarterfinal or at least get, I mean, they probably make 10, 15, 20 bucks a day. That's huge money in these other countries. In some of these countries, that's freaking.
Yeah. That's like the rent for the fucking year.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, not even. Yeah. Yeah. Like,
and there's going to be guys that have money there that are running click farms or doing some kind of already web marketing. They could just put this on in the background, right? You do all your click farming and then you run your 5Z races and then you're for each screen that you have, and that's it.
Yeah,
for the day.
I mean, is this just a way for like the biggest stables in the game to just like, it wouldn't make any sense. But that doesn't make any sense. But yeah, like, you're right, dude. At a certain point, it just comes down to like taking advantage of like the most disenfranchised people to try and get something out of them on this.
Which, when I start to play a game, is really my goal in anything. I mean, from Chutes and Ladders all the way to Zed Run.
Yeah, man, I would hate to be one of your daughters, dude.
That's funny because they hate being one of my daughters too.
But come on, though, really? I mean, like, I think of it. You're let's say I meet you right now. Hey, Blake, how you doing? Nice to meet you. Hey, you know what I do for a living? I race these freaking horses on. Oh, wow, really? Sounds fun. Okay. You want to try it? Sure. Okay. Okay, Blake, here it is. Go to this site and you get a horse for free. What happens?
I mean, honestly, I would definitely do it. If you told me you did it for a living and it was free, I would do it in a heartbeat.
But your experience, what do you think your experience would be? The typical person's experience?
Probably a little confused at first, wondering what in the world's going on. But then when you figure out how easy it is, they'd probably enjoy it. It's fun watching little circles run across your screen.
There is something very fun just about watching them go when it first starts. Like, I don't even watch races anymore, but when I used to, there's something very fun. That definitely hooked me in the beginning.
Yeah, I've gotten to where I just watched the dots. Sorry, Dan Chink, go ahead.
But don't you think there's, like, the biggest fun for me with Zed was the breeding, the naming my own horses, the possession, the ownership. It feels like the only ones that's going to want to be renting and doing this renting, lending stuff are going to be people that are doing this complete, total freaking grind on 100 screens where they're just trying to grind out 10 bucks a day.
You think this does to the secondary sales market?
Nothing. I don't think any of those people are going to be anybody that's going to be, all they're going to be doing is taking out of the echo. I don't think there's any way that 99.9% of these new users that are onboarded are going to be saying, okay, cool. Now I'm going to save all this money I made and buy my own. Why? You don't need to buy a Zavo. You can rent a horse every day for free forever.
That's true. And like with the 4-day lock-in too, if you time it right, you can find that 4-day tournament window where you get a horse that really fits all, like, as many of those days as possible. Like there's going to be some salary maneuvering for sure on this.
How about you just have, 100 screens or whatever, right? Like, I mean, it's just a matter of changing browsers, right? And just keep rolling.
I've often, just as a sports handicapper over the years, I've often had friends hit me up saying, like, hey, what's a bet I can make this weekend that I can put, like, hardly any money in and make a shitload off? That's a for sure thing. That's always fun to hear. Like, yeah, dude, if I knew that every weekend, you think I'd be talking to you still?
Hit the Krusty the Clown Generals sound clip.
I thought the Generals were due.
that was a perfect soundboard moment. But no, like, so I think, like, those kind of people, like, anytime one of my friends asks me that, I'm going to steer them to the lending market on Zed.
But, like, okay, so they get on the lending market. They like it. Let's say they get lucky, right? Let's say they win. What do you win? 13 bucks or something? 18 bucks?
All right, now what I do is, I am going to try and hustle that. So I'm a salesman. I'm going to sell them a $18 horse out of my stable.
Yeah, you need a new skin with your wallet address.
So I just think like that to me is just kind of like, I don't know, man. But I think it's going to be big.
Yeah.
I think the user count is going to go insane. I think the cut lines for these tournaments are going to be like, say the max score you could get is a 10. Like the A cut line will be 9.9. And the B cut line is going to be like 9.86.
Oh, man, that's so rough.
Oof.
But I mean,
might be time for me to find
horses,
a new hobby.
If there's 400,000 horses actually competing, actually running, I mean, that's a ton of races.
Yeah, because there's so many sitting dormant right now. Like, that's the thing.
I mean, if you ran 100 horses right now in the tournament, like, even if they were just complete glue, if you ran 100 horses, you're going to get, like, I mean, if they're 1% winners, right? You're going to win one.
It's true.
Yeah.
And based on the deviation there, you might win like 5.
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
You know,
so, like, but they're going to just be, dude, these cut lines, I would imagine they're just going to be, well, are they going to be easier or are they going to be brutal? Maybe they're easier because there's nothing but races just full of glue. So if you got anything decent, you actually get to qualify.
That's what I could see. I could see it driving the cut line scores way down.
Which do you think it is? Is it way up or is it way down?
I think it's way down. I hope it's way down. I really hope it's way down.
And you think it's going to be way down because it's going to be harder to win a race? So only the good horses are going to actually score well. That'll cut the scores down. What's your philosophy?
I think it would be easier. I think it would be easier to win a race. And I think you have more horses. And I mean, the ability to score higher points is allocated to only, you know, a small percentage of each race. So if there are more races, I mean, I would think there would have to be more races running if you have more users.
Well, so yeah, how many of these people are going to understand distance preference right out the gate?
So I think that you have more of just kind of cannon fodder to run all over. I hope.
I don't see that as an onboarding experience that's good for someone that's going to be a legitimate user, right? Someone that's going to actually buy a stable, own horses, breed, and, you know, be a productive, call it productive member of Zed.
Yeah, a productive member of our ecosystem. That's a good way of putting it.
Is that fair? You think is a driving force to drive those?
I think I'm with you on that. I don't think it's going to really do that. I think the people that want to buy and own horses and own stables are already going to be doing that.
But is it going to make guys like me that say, holy shit, I just lent 100 glue out and I made $12. Why don't I put 1,000 glue out there and make $200 a day?
No, see, that's a very good point.
Yeah.
Right? Because I could just go to my fucking keep key, pull off 100 ETH and just print and breed horses all freaking day. And then I can put 100,000 in there. And if that whole glue collection has a 2-3% win rate, you're talking about winning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're talking about hitting 20, 30 quarterfinals a day at $10 a pop. You're talking about making, you know, 10 grand a month.
Yeah, and you're easily covering that cost. Even if you're just doing straight glue donkeys at that point, like the cost of the breeding is not that much.
That could be a thing too, right? Like it just turns everybody into these monster stables, and then all these only people racing them are these people that are like these third world people that'll never be players, never own a stable, but they're just basic. You see, just have everyone has a million pieces of glue in there, and they're just all battling it out, and we don't have anything to do with it. Is that possible? You see that?
I can see. I mean, it's kind of interesting at these ripple effects that these moves that Zed makes have, because
totally.
We've seen it before, you know, with obviously like the breeding 2.0 change and stuff like that, where it just completely changes the entire landscape of the game. Is this going to be one of those things that does that? That's a real question to ask. Like,
but if you own 10 pieces of glue and you throw 10 pieces of glue in there, your chances of winning are zilch. You're not going to really make enough money to even be worth the effort of putting the horses back into the lending barn or even getting the Zed token to afford to put more in. I don't think I think the only place this makes any sense as the lender part, like the person lending the horses, is to be like what I just said, you know, just printing horses all day, running a factory of just printing thousands and thousands of horses, stuffing thousands and thousands into the lending barn and hoping that 1,000 get rented out and you hit it a 5% click and win 50 quarterfinals and net half of, you know, $5,000 or, you know, whatever, $500, and you make $300 or $400 a day from doing nothing.
I mean, I wish I had the bankroll to start making 100,000 horses. But before we go too hard on all this lending stuff, I did want to ask you about.
You say nudes?
No. Oh, dude, coming up. That's coming up, man. That's coming up. But we did have a couple. You know what? No. We gotta save that. That's too good. This is the teaser.
Because I thought you said nudes. I thought I swore I heard the word nudes come out of your mouth.
No, the 268s. I know you've been doing some crazy work with your 268s now, and like how are you dialing in your 268s? This is amazing. How many weeks in a row now have we had a 268 tournament? They're not going anywhere. This is something we all just need to start getting good at.
Dude, man, I am printing these things, and they're all flaming, and they're all winning, and I'm just crushing the quarterfinals. I'm on my way to the semifinals with flames in a bunch of races.
I think I'm going to have to buy a couple of you, dude.
They're awesome. The thing is like, it's not that hard, right? Like, you just get one that's got a little bit of – you don't really want true distance preference, right? Let's talk strategy, legitimate 268 strategy. Yeah,
please. Yeah.
Unless you want to talk about nudes.
I know Blake has no, we'll get into the nudes, but I know Blake has some 268 questions. So
let me just give you a general strategy first and then I'll hit you, Blake. Okay, so you don't want to go to the extreme 10, 1,000 or 2,600. You don't want to do 1,200, 2,400 because there's so many really strong, strong, you know, 1.0 horses that have this extreme distance preference and the extreme stuff. So you really want to try to stay away from those pulls. You don't want to try to breed something that's going to be a 1,000 strong or a 2,600 strong, because in version 1.0 of Zed, when a 268 was amazing and wonderful, it usually was amazing or wonderful because it had this a massive extreme distance preference, which went towards 1,000 or 2,600. Okay. Step one, we want to stay away from anything that's at the extreme end of the pulse. Step two, we want to make sure that the horse was at least serviceable. Like, imagine what you're going to do. Like, if you look at a finish distribution chart, like if the horse finished most of the time seventh, eighth, or ninth, if I inject a bunch of base ability or distance preference into that horse, it's going to move over like three spots, right? So if it was finishing seventh, eighth, and ninth, now it's going to finish like fourth, fifth, and sixth. Well, that's not good enough, right? So you need to find these 268s that are finishing third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and then inject the base ability or the distance preference into them. And how you inject the distance preference or the base ability is to get a low Z horse, you know, a low Z being like maybe a NACA exclusive, NACA legendary, you know,
I got plenty of those. Yeah. I got plenty of those.
And you want to try to match the distance preference a little bit, but the idea here is to take a horse that finishes, take a 268 that finishes 3-4-5 or 4-5-6 and inject enough base ability and distance preference that you move it over into the podium. Right. So now instead of it finishing 4-5-6, now it's finishing 2-3-4 or 1-2-3 if you're lucky. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense. I love that.
Excuse me while I take notes over here.
That's the second step of that program. The third step of that program is to step it, right? Like to see it like, okay, this horse finishes 4-5-6. I don't want to pay a ton of money. Like, and this would be like the budget program, right? So I'll just get the 4-5-6 now. When I say 4-5-6, I mean a 268 that finishes 4-5-6 generally. So you take that 4-5-6, and then what you do is you're going to inject it with what you can afford to inject it to. And now maybe you just made it to 3-4-5. But now you get four shots at 3-4-5 with that baby, right? Like you get four more breeds with that baby at $8 in house, right? So now you're paying $30. You get four more horses and you get a shot to inject it again to try to move it into the podium.
Oh, dude.
That's my story. Go ahead, Blake.
You're the best.
Yeah. I'm going to listen to that over and over again until I actually absorb it. Did we lose Blake again?
Utah.
I think we did.
Give me two.
Okay. Questions.
Yeah. I know. Blake. You know what? I actually, this is a perfect
time. Are we going to talk about nudes?
We came here
to talk about nudes.
This is the perfect time for me to run through the next read before we do that. You know, one of our sponsors here is Run Your Pool. It's the home of competition, bringing sports fans and their social circles together to compete, connect, and make every game matter more. Run Your Pool offers every type of game pool under the sun, from Pick'em to Survivor to Fantasy Pools. It's a one-stop shop for sports gaming with customizable features that you don't get anywhere else. We've teamed up with Run Your Pool to host a pool for our official Sports Gambling Podcast Network NFL Survivor Contest. It's free. Hop in now to reserve your spot, $500, $500 cash prize, and a $250 gift card to the SGPN store to the winner. I love Survivor pools. I want to do a Survivor pool for Zed. I think that could be a lot of fun during Sunday football. Maybe we can figure something like that out. But yeah, these are amazing. So sign up today over at play.runyourpool.com/SGPN. That's play.runyourpool.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by Sleeper, which is one of the fastest growing fantasy platforms available today with millions of players. You probably already have a fantasy league on there. I have one. They just passed 4 million users, so I mean a few of us D-gens are in there, that at least. And now you could win on Sleeper by playing their new over under game. First, in any sport, you pick two players that you think like in the over under. If you pick correctly, you know, like with NFL, it's like I like receiver catches. That's one thing I like to bet on a lot. So You pick correctly, you can win anywhere from 2 times to over 20 times the money you put in. With NFL season right around the corner, Sleeper is the first sports contest game built into the fantasy experience. And one thing that's fun about it is us, all the guys here at the network, we're able to go in and create our own groups. We have our own group, and then you can go in and either fade or follow our picks, depending on how much you think of us. So it's a lot of fun. And all you got to do is go over to our listener group, go to sleeper.com/SGP, and Sleeper will automatically your first deposit up to $100. Again, go to sleeper.com/SGP, and Sleeper will give you a $100 match on your first deposit. We're also brought to you by Trade Coffee, and oh, this is a group one. Let's all get fired up for this one. Trade Coffee.
Yeah, I'm focused. I'm here.
Trade Coffee, guys. You know, we all like a good cup of Joe in the morning, get our day right, get our horses running properly. Well,
amen.
Trade Coffee, actually, they're a thing that, like, it's like one of those, like, tasting surveys. So you do a survey based on what you like, and they match your taste to a flavor of coffee. And if you don't like it, they send you a new one that they know you'll like. And it's great. It's expert tasted. It's like, I'm not a coffee connoisseur. I like coffee, but I'm not a connoisseur. I'm not the guy you should trust for pit beans, but these guys are. So you go on there and you do that stuff. You know, you get a big bag of freshly roast cut beans and they give it to you. So go over to, right now they're offering new subscribers a total of $30 on your first order, $30 off on your first order, plus free shipping when you go to drinktrade.com/SGP. That's more than 40 cups of coffee for free. Get started by taking their quiz at drinktrade.com/SGP. Let Trade find a coffee you'll love. That's drinktrade.com/SGP for $30 off. All right. Back at it. Let's talk nudes.
Oh, my God. All right. Yeah. I'm ready for this. I'm fired up. I'm pumped. I'm in a good position here. Let's rock.
All right. Dan Shea
is going to need a nap. I just want to,
because me and Chase talked about this before we started recording, but have you seen the movie Sorry to Bother You?
No, I have not.
Okay. These nudes look exactly like the mutant horse people in the movie Sorry to Bother You.
Sorry to Bother You is going instantly on my stream thing. I'm going to find it, and I'm going to see it.
Hulu. You can find it on Hulu.
Okay, I want to start with this. I want to ask each one of you, how many fucking nude nightmares have you had yet?
At least three.
Yeah.
What a perfect time to jump back in.
Yeah. I got a question. If we're doing the nude thing, wouldn't you rather have the bottom half of the horse? Just a thought.
I would.
Just floppy horse.
Oh, but they kind of blank out like the impact areas, right? So even if we had the bottom half of the horse, we wouldn't really get the full effect.
Dude, I'll say this: like when I saw the email from Zed saying nude, I had a bunch of emails flying through, and it just said new drop Zed. I just saw those words. I'm like, oh, hell yeah. There's a drop happening? Dude, those last 10,000 Genesis are going to get dropped? Hell yeah, I went in on that. And I look, I'm like, oh, it's these fucking things again? Are you kidding me?
Instead, they dropped an acid flashback from one that you'd rather fucking forget.
Dude. Okay, but let me ask you this question. All right. I want you to picture Laurent or whoever it was, Chris Laurent or whoever it was, Evelyn, whatever guy at VHS that sat down and like was just like, I don't know, maybe he was watching fucking Law and Order on TV. And he just fucking said, holy shit, wouldn't this be awesome to do the fucking nudes with no genitalia?
He just excitedly like exhaled his bong rip. He's like, oh, nudes, I got it.
Right? Like play it out in your head. Like, how did this go down?
Yeah, how did this?
Was this maybe a lone time, like a little moment alone in a quiet corner?
No, because like when you see ideas like this, and like there's a corporate boardroom, right? Someone pitched this, and it went around the room, and other people agreed it was a good idea.
No, but I mean, like, you get it, right? Like, it really makes sense when you think of it, like, except for they got weird and started getting all crazy with the genitalia and the weird shapes and stuff and all that.
Yeah.
But I mean, the nude is a good idea, right? It's like a blank space, empty template. You can do whatever you want with it.
Oh, totally.
Your Web3 avatar. You can do all kinds of crazy shit with it. The theory behind it is awesome, right? The nude. It's like we're all nude, right? But then we all put on clothes and that kind of, like, makes our character, right? Like, how we dress, how we look. Yeah. So I like that idea. But when you started turning it into the fucking nightmare fuel with did you see the tweet I put out?
Yeah.
Like where it had like all these fucking nudes like walking into the milk lake or whatever the fuck that was. What the? What? I mean, really?
fucking listen, weird.
If it looks like it's super into like German techno from like the early 2000s, then like it's a good clue that it's not something that a lot of people are going to find appealing.
But you don't okay, but let me argue for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It really feels kind of Fortnite-ish, right? Like it has that Fortnite feel with the
Yes, it does.
And we all know how big Fortnite is, right? We know the real deal there. You get even a fucking blink of Fortnite's market share, you're a fucking billionaire. You got a yacht.
Like with the sex island.
You're
I mean, I can't imagine what his fucking island looks like. I mean, coming up with that fucking concept. But
yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
It's like the island of Dr. Moreau with fucking Marlon Brando with a fucking birdcage on his head with all these weird mutant people walking around.
I combined a human, a tiger, and an octopus. Now, if excuse me, we have some business to take care of.
Okay, so what I mean, like, that Fortnite angle is legit, right?
It's like, very legit. And you know what? I hadn't even thought of that. I'm glad you mentioned that because like that puts it in a whole new because like, dude, at first it was just straight nightmare fuel. I'm just like, God, like, how do I avoid this?
If you're going to Fortnite it, you got to teach these things how to pop and lock, at least come up with some sort of like the Roger Rabbit, the Running Man, something like that.
Yeah, they need to be able to do the worm.
Dude, that's gonna be hard with that big ass head.
These things, oh, the Zed head thing is fucking so bizarre and weird. Like, there's just no fucking excuse for that thing. You see the fucking tail on it? The tail freaks me out. Like, the tail makes me think like something weird is fucking going on here. Like I don't know. Like, maybe it even makes me think that maybe I'm a fucking serial killer and this shit is normal and I'm just seeing weird shit.
Yeah. I mean, the Son of Sam thought his neighbor's dog was talking to him. So,
there is precedent.
No, I'm gonna
see. I thought when I looked at it, I seen a fucking like Zed horse, which I'm kind of into the horses, right? Like the Zed thing. So I thought maybe it was just like a hallucinatory thing going on where I was fucking hallucinating, where I was seeing this fucking weird horse head.
Nope.
I have seen where people have like photoshopped real like Zed horses into like a real pasture with a bunch of horses, and it looks hilarious. Like just to see a Zed horse in the middle of a field with like all these real horses. But like, yeah, dude, like I honestly. Oh man, some of the stuff.
And like, have you looked at some of them? I mean, they look like out of shape 50-year-old men.
Yeah.
Here's an idea.
I mean, really? Like, okay, like how many games have you seen? Like, how many games have you seen where they have like avatars that are like actual players, like not, you know, just the crowd players. I'm talking about actual, you know, action players that look like they haven't fucking been to the gym since middle school.
Yeah. I want an avatar who's man tits shake when he brushes its teeth, you know, his teeth.
That is exactly what they're pushing. That's the product they're trying to move. Like, they want to give you the realism of like, maybe this fucker will die if he runs up those stairs.
Yeah. I want him to have really disappointing jobs in middle management.
This guy totally looks like a guy that was a mailman, finally just said fuck it, parked his fucking mail truck on the corner and went fucking lit up.
Yeah. Yeah. Wearing compression socks and that weird bucket hat.
Hey, my grandpa was a mailman. He wore those socks and the bucket hat.
Because he needed them. Life was hard. I'm just sad that he didn't get to unlock the power of
copper. Know what? I got a fat piece of that federal pension when he died. So.
There you go. Government cheese.
But I mean, really, like what the... I mean, really, like... Okay, like, explain to me. Okay, come on, someone help me here, because I'm not that fucking slick. What is up with the overweight 45-year-old fucking guy that looks like he literally could die if he had to run in the game?
That's what we all look like.
Yeah.
Make something that looks like these guys.
First off, I'm only 43.
It's the new hot body type, the daddy and or zaddy, if you will. Like, so just a little bit of the paunch.
The zaddy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So where do the nudes go? Like, where does this place go? Like, is it going to be Fortnite?
I don't know. Do we give them guns?
Yeah, they got guns. They got fucking cars. They can shoot Zed horses. They fucking eat them. They can do all kinds of shit.
I mean, if you can kill and eat your
you know, can your opponent, then it's the best game ever made.
Yeah, I mean,
if I could eat their digital likeness afterwards and like not even maybe, I mean, not even cooked, just straight, you know, like yeah. Dances of Wolves where they're eating the buffalo's heart.
Eat their fucking digital body.
Just eating faces.
Shit it out and send it to them in a digital box.
It's a shooter action real life game. And I bet you they're going to have like Zed token treasures that you can find that got fucking Zed tokens in them.
Yeah, you're right.
All that shit's going down.
I don't, it's gotten too deep for me. I just like the horses.
But do you think, let's play the, are we going to be racing our horses in a fucking room with all these weird fucking nightmare fuel fuckers running around fucking scaring the shit out of our horses? Like, is it going to be like an arena? Like, you know, like those, what do you call it? Like, Photo Finish has those suites.
Oh, yeah. Like a winner's circle. Like, the owner's boxes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Are we going to be like, is there going to be a bunch of nude fuckers walking around watching you race your horse?
Okay. So that finally just made it as scary as humanly possible to me, because that in itself feels like you're describing a nightmare. Like, I'm just sitting in a glass box and all these weird nude half horse people are just like walking by, not saying anything, and their eyes all stare fucking through me. That is what I imagined when you said that, and like, I am terrified.
In my digital owner's box, I'm thinking I'm sitting there with a nice bottle of scotch, a good food spread, got a good steak coming to me later, watching my horses. Yeah, and then some fucking weird horse dick comes walking in front of my face.
Just
ruining the experience, dude. Just ruining it.
Is that what it's for, though? I mean, is that how it plays out?
I do. God, who knows what the, like, that's just one of those things where I kind of looked away. I looked away as quick as I could. I was like, I don't want to know too much about this. This is probably better if I just make fun of it later on the show.
Okay. But the Zed head, like, just the, let's don't talk about all the weird fucking nude shit that fucking freaks out kids and is fucking causing like psychological fucking damage every day that anyone that runs across that on OpenSea. Let's don't talk about that. Let's talk about the fucking actual horse head thing that they did. What the fuck is that?
Yeah, dude, I don't know. Like, it's literally, okay, you got to watch Sorry to Bother You and then DM me after you watch it. Because it's literally that. Like, when I saw it, I was like, oh my God, that movie's coming to life. Holy shit. And that's not good.
All I got to say is they're giving us the third most desirable part of the horse to be the part that we use.
The horse, I mean, like that horse head thing, like what, like, but there's got to be a theme there, right? It means something.
Yeah, I mean,
they just randomly put a fucking horse head on top,
dude,
of this thing.
And I mean, if I was doing a horse head thing promo for Zed, I'd be doing like a Godfather one where you can leave one people's bed.
I need to accumulate Zed enemies so that I can start leaving Zed heads in their bed.
That casting director that didn't book me in that Old Spice commercial 3 years ago, I can go send him a Zed horse in his bed.
It's going to be so awesome when they play this back in like 5 years, laughing at us when fucking Fortnite is like not even like this thing is like the biggest
game.
It's the
greatest thing
ever.
We're the assholes.
Yeah. I'm going to look like a fucking idiot when they make me the vice president of fucking marketing for the fucking Zed heads fucking 9 years from now.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a couple more things I wanted to get through on this one before we get out of here. Well,
it's freaking you out though, right? Like you're losing fucking sleep behind
me. Yes, I definitely have lost sleep this week. I will 100% agree with that. Like,
okay.
I have not been able to sleep a full night since these things dropped. That is a fact. I'm going to drink myself to sleep tonight and hopefully it works out.
Okay, but one more thing, wait, before we start. You imagine getting hired, you're 22, you're fresh out of college, you're like, oh, I want to be a graphic designer, and you walk into a room with a guy that hasn't combed his fucking hair, and he fucking talks to you in the corner and starts showing you pictures of these things, telling them to draw them.
Dude, if that happened to me at 22, I would fucking like.
Imagine you're like this kind of hot 22-year-old girl that's just kind of fucking just got out of college. You're excited about a job. Some 40-year-old dude that hasn't combed his hair or taken a bath in a fucking month walks up to you and takes you in a fucking office room somewhere and starts showing you these fucking things.
Yeah. Want to see my nudes?
Yeah. My tasteful bourgeois
shots.
I got a nude to show you. It's spelled N-O-O-D, so it's cool.
I'll bet some of these fuckers will end up doing time behind these.
Dude, okay, that's the fucking prediction. That's a future bet that someone needs to get on a market, because yeah. I will 100% load on that, dude.
In 5 years, I'll be glued to CNN watching the proceedings from The Hague for the Crimes Against Humanity trial.
Yeah, but dude, just think like, I mean, all you got to do is take pictures of these things. All this girl has to do is go to court and say they were sexually fucking, you know, it's a hostile work environment. Oh. And then all she has to do is show these things to the fucking jury. And they're just going to be like, how much are the fucking rewards? Like, they don't even finish the proceedings. They just go straight to fucking
I love that it's something that's not, it's not technically sexual, but if a jury saw it, they'd be like, oh, that's raunchy as hell.
Guilty.
Yeah, no 12 peers are going to look at that and go, oh, yeah, that's totally normal.
I don't know what it's used for, but it's used for sex.
Okay. No, but I did have, like, one serious thing I wanted to ask you on this
The jury find you quilty. I mean, guilty.
Like, it's so weird. Like, it's just so, like, it's already weird enough that we play a digital horse racing game. You don't need to add this shit to it. Okay.
All right, so oh, I've actually, you mentioned that. I've had this random thought before, like watching like actual horse races. Like, do you feel like aliens land at Saratoga and they see like people riding these horses and they just look at us all like, what the fuck are you guys doing? And then there's me who's devoted my life to it, who talks into a microphone for a living. And they're like, and you, what's your worth? Why do you deserve to live?
I mean, hey, they'll let me live because I grow weed for a living. So.
That's, yeah, you have a use. I have a very important use,
so yeah, so I'm good. Yeah.
Before I die, I'm going to fuck me a fish.
Perfect soundboard opportunity. But one thing, okay, so I do have another ad I got to do. But before we get to that, I wanted to ask Dan Chan about these new six-horse races.
Oh, man. The dynamic of these six horse races is insane. Right?
I'm having so much fun running them. Like, I was like, dude, one of my like mid level, like class four, class five kind of horses has been killing it in those. It's so much fun now.
Yeah, I think that they're a great opportunity. It's new, it's unique. I'm glad they just popped them out randomly and took them back away. And I hope that they bring them right back and just kind of add them when they do. Because if they make them there all the time, people are just going to, the good horses that are good at them are just going to be in them. They're going to be in them all day. It'll be the same problem that we have now.
Yep. But yeah.
But if they just randomly just, okay, they're up for 6 hours, guys, get in there. Oh, they're down for now, you know, and just like make it to where the grinders can't grind.
Yeah,
right?
No, they're fun, man. And here, okay, I have one little caveat about them. And this is really what I wanted to ask you. How does this impact our data? How does this impact our analytics?
It changes everything. I mean, it really does.
Because we need a separate section for six horse races, right? Like,
yeah, there's no, you just got to have a switch button to switch it off and on. I don't think you could take anything except for the times. Like the times are still going to be the same.
Yeah,
right?
They're
still, I imagine they're still on the same deviation as far as time wise. So using the times is perfectly safe. Well, not really though, because when you're finishing sixth, are you really running your sixth time? Or are you running your 12th time?
Very good question. Point. Very good point. Yeah. Like,
so I wouldn't use any of the data. Like I would have definitely, if they kept them around, if they become a thing, I would use 12 race data that we have a lot of to maybe determine what makes good six race horses before you start doing them a lot. But is ultimately what it comes down to is you're going to have two separate data sets, in my opinion.
Yeah, because I was thinking about in terms of like with the top six races now, it's like, well, somebody could like just enter as many six horse races as possible and have a crazy high top six percentage. And, you know, that's a great way for a grifter to grift.
Yeah. Oh, totally. I get that.
One of the people I talk to on Discord all the time, Phantom Fury, he sent me a screenshot the other day. He entered just every spot in a six horse race. Just every spot. Just you can't lose if you do that.
Well, the thing is you can get a lot of data too, right? Like it's a great way to kind of figure out your horse, right? Like Like, yeah. You don't have a lot, it takes a lot of the noise away, right? Like, so if you took all six horses of your good, say you took all your marathons and put them in a 22, 24, 26, you could really like nail it down and drill down a lot closer than having all the static of 12 horses to get an idea of like which one's better, how is, you know what I mean?
Well,
like,
absolutely, because we never know who's downclassing and what race we're in, really. It's like you'd have to be a genius to keep track. You'd have to be Goodwill Hunting to be able to keep track of every horse's numbers and what distance they're supposed to be at in the game.
I think that they're fun, though. I think that they're fun. I think users like them. I think users feel more confident, like they can do. I think in just the mentality of a user experience, it's like the college boards, right? Like, technically, there's, you know, 500 whatever, or I don't know how many teams are there in CFS. Fucking,
there's 131 FBS teams. And I believe FCS has like 300, I think, something like that.
Yeah, so it's like 400 that are technically whatever, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you put all those horses on a board, they technically all have a chance. But reality, like, you don't want to do that, because if you put that many on a board, people are scared. They like, it's overwhelming. I think a 12-horse race could be overwhelming too, right? Like, a 6-horse race makes it just like feel like less intimidating. Like, you don't have to beat 12 horses. You have to only beat 6.
Well, I would love to see like where they like Kentucky Derby style. We do like a 20-horse race.
Oh, that would be sweet.
That could be really fun.
That would be like a special event thing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, yeah. You do really that cool. like a Breeders' Cup thing where we get all the top horses together and like do something like that. Like, that could be a lot of fun.
But the big thing here that we get from this, and if you go back to our last interview that we did in our last thing, was that they needed to do some of this stuff, right?
Yeah.
Different formats, different stuff. Add some lending, add this, do some stuff. Just do shit. My biggest complaint always has been and always is, and my daily tears and crying and anger and frustration is, just do something. You know, fucking do something. Run a, you know, put every horse in a marathon race and give every winner $10. Just randomly just do a bunch of stuff to keep us entertained and keep us engaged.
Absolutely. And it's kind of like how on your Twitter post yesterday, when they commented and said, whatever they said, are you curious if we're listening now or whatever?
Yeah, because they were implying that they listened to the Twitter spaces where I ranted and raved that they haven't done shit in a while.
Yeah, no. Dude, you got their ear,
keep
man.
Doing that.
You definitely have their ear. I love it, dude. That's why I love you, man. You're the best, dude. Like, like, you make the game better, 100%. Like,
thank you. I appreciate that. I work my ass off for them.
Yeah.
And they don't do shit.
And they don't do shit for you. Yeah. No. And like, I appreciate you, what you're doing for the community so fucking much, man. Like, I cannot stress that enough every time you're on here, dude. Like, I really can't.
I know StackNax and Z-Lead is the reason that I'm even mildly successful in this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm addicted to that.
Okay. So we are going to do the horse giveaway. Are you ready, Dan Chan? We're going to be doing that here.
That's awesome. What's the plan?
So I have a prize wheel and I put all the names in, but I'm going to do this last ad read first. But guys, we're going to get some side action going on this. Because there's some funny names on here. I think we should each pick a funny name. And then, like, I don't know. And then we'll pick the winner and then we'll, like, spin to see if one of us hits on one of the funny names. And we'll do a side bet with each other or something. I don't know. We'll figure something out.
I mean,
but before I do that, I need to tell everybody about Babbel. For most of us, learning a second language in high school or college wasn't exactly a high point in our academic careers. I took Latin, so no one even speaks that. And then I took Spanish too, because I was like, oh, I should probably learn a little Spanish and I have a Latin background, but it didn't matter. You know, I was an English major. It's all words. It's all stupid stuff. But now, thanks to Babbel, the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions, there's an addictively fun and easy way to learn a new language. Whether you'll be traveling abroad, connecting in a deeper way with family, or you just have some free time, Babbel teaches bite-sized language lessons that you'll actually be able to use in the real world. I chose Italian because my grandpa's from Sicily, and I want to be able to order correctly when I go to Italian restaurants and not seem like such a finuz. So the 15 minutes lessons make it an easy to learn language. There's other ones. The other apps use AI for their lessons plans, but Babbel lessons are actually created by 100 language experts. It's scientifically proven to be effective. So let's all learn some languages. You know, maybe we should all learn, like, Blake learns Portuguese, Chase will learn German, I'll learn Italian, and then we'll all argue about stuff that none of us understand. So, just like the Tower of Babel, where they got their name. Call to action. So I'm not supposed to say that part. That was my Kevin Sorbo moment. Right now, save up to 60% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/SGP. That's babbel.com/SGP for up to 60% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life. And, okay, NFL season's almost here. And I mean, this is my jam. This is where I have a draft after this episode. I am pumped for this stuff. I am ready to go. And if you're into sports or fantasy, you need a competitive edge, I recommend the Elias Game Plan app. That's right, the Elias Sports Bureau, some of the most respected data guys in all of sports for NFL, NBA, MLB. It's the Elias Game Plan app is the only sports app from the most trusted name in sports stats, the Elias Sports Bureau. Their app lets you access team and player stats, head-to-head comparisons, and Elias insights from the Elias Sports Bureau's research team. This app really is your one-stop source for player news and league-validated player stats, records, all the stuff. One thing I've used with it is I figured out that Joe Namath and several other Hall of Fame quarterbacks actually threw way more interceptions than touchdowns. And it's kind of insane how many Hall of Fame quarterbacks have thrown more interceptions than touchdowns. And you will never see that ever again in the NFL. So, take my advice. Download the Elias Game Plan app today. With new features available all the time, take your game to the next level. NFL season's right around the corner, so don't wait. Find Elias Game Plan in the App Store or Play Store today. All right. So, okay. I'm going to share the screen with you fellas so you guys can see what I'm working with on. Yep, there's the share. And now I'm going to go over to the prize wheel. You guys see a little of the behind the scenes there. Where's the prize wheel? Bam.
Yeah, all right. Matt Barkley's
you guys party. All see the prize wheel?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
You like it? Okay. Now, one funny thing is, so the prizes we picked.
He's going to puke.
We picked these. So the way, if you want to enter, we're going to be doing another one of these where MJ's donated a horse that we're going to be doing a giveaway with him soon too. But for what we do is, like, if you want to enter this, so you just go to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star review or a rating and a review. I can't stress the review because that's where I get the names from. So we got some incredible screen names here that we're going to be that's on this wheel. And I just want to go.
Okay, wait, whoa. These are horse names or what is this?
This is the screen names from Apple Podcasts where people left reviews on the show. And by leaving a review.
Oh, okay. So these are usernames.
Yeah, these are usernames. For Apple.
He's gonna puke is awesome. I hope he wins everything.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Bonar Spectacular is pretty good.
Bonar Spectacular.
And so is Mexcrement. I don't know if you guys saw Mexcrement.
Where is it? What?
I'm pointing
Mexcrement.
To
Mexcrement.
Mexcrement.
That's a Mr. pretty good
McPleasant.
One.
Yeah. So
Eric.
Well, let's just go over these because let's all pick our favorites here. We have Jay.
Oh, he's gonna puke. You don't have to fucking go over.
Yeah,
he's gonna puke his cash money.
Yeah, I'm with Dan Shane on this one. That's just a waste of time, honestly.
All right. So JDJ GTHU, then Bonar Spectacular, Tad 8754, F1 R3 JR, Jubal Hershaw. JS J12 Ag Swim 18 Plants NFT Genghis Mage Sabrina C Mr. McPleasant Mexcrement Gulvez Eric J. Edelstein. I can't believe there's one person that's actually used the real name. That's funny.
Along with the middle initial. Yeah, might as well throw in the last four of your social with it there, Eric J. Edelstein.
Very professional. Yeah, why don't you give us your mom's paid name, bro?
Yeah, what high school did you go to, Eric?
He's gonna puke, Strawman 1000, R. Gagnuk, and Dan Williams Art. Now, if you're not on Apple Podcasts, you want to get in on the next drawing, here's what you got to do. go, if you're on Spotify, you leave a 5-star review and stuff on Spotify, take a screenshot and send it to me, DM it to me at Zed Podcast on Twitter or at Zed Run Gambling Podcast on Instagram, and I'll enter you in the next one. Because Dan Williams Art, he's an Instagram enter. So there's several ways to enter this thing. We're going to be doing another one soon with MJ. And you know what? I'm going to be donating a horse soon. I got a good breed coming up next week, and I'll be donating that unnamed one to this pot. So we have more hosts coming up, guys. So, all right. Are we ready? Okay. Okay. What's our side bet, you guys? What are we doing?
Let's go color. Let's go color. What color?
How many colors do we have here? Four?
Oh, that's a good idea.
There's four of us. There's four colors. It sounds like a fucking winner.
Yeah.
I get yellow.
Okay. So
red's my favorite color.
What are we each doing?
I'm going green.
Are we each doing what are we putting in the pot here? $5 each.
Okay. Whoever.
Okay, no. I want something more creative.
Has to take a photo with their nude.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Wait, so what
I say that again?
No, $5. Okay. I'm in for $5.
All right. Okay. So we're all in for $5.
How does the $5 work? Just curious.
Here's what we'll do.
Well, you can exchange it for goods and services is really the idea. It used to be based on gold, but no longer.
No. I got a better idea. 100 Zed coin.
100 Zed coins. I'm in.
100 Zed coins each. Everybody in for 100 Zed?
I hope green hits because I already spent my Zed coins.
Me too, but I'll buy more.
You got the double bogey blues.
Yeah, honestly, I'll loan shark them to you guys because I got plenty. So, all right. So, okay. Guys. Okay, so Dan Chan, you're our guest. You get to pick your color.
I already did.
What's
yellow. Okay, we already fucking decided. This, you're already yours. You're a tape delay.
I'm like, yeah, okay. So what color am I? I don't know.
I got red.
All right.
Green.
Okay. I'm blue then, right? Yeah, I'm a UCLA guy. Blue. Okay. So, So let's spin this bad boy. So you guys can all see the wheel. I just want to make sure for transparency for people listening. Everyone can see the wheel. We are not going to fudge this one bit. And let it ride.
Woo! Come on, he's going to puke.
I feel like I'm going to puke actually watching this.
Dan Chan wins.
Big winner.
The guy who needed the least amount of Zed coins wins the Zed coin.
The man who swims through his Zed coins like he's Scrooge fucking McDuck gets the win.
All right. That was a good fucking, that was great.
8754.
You know, I owe that to he's going to puke.
Tad 8754. You have won a free horse courtesy of Dan Chan, bro.
Awesome. Now, how's he get a hold of me?
Here's the thing. And so I'm going to blast it out on Twitter because that's not the Twitter handle. And I forgot because I'm going to. So for the next one, make sure you screenshot it and just send it to me no matter what so I know who to hit back on this. So Tad 8754, what do we give him? Like 2 weeks to claim it? This episode is going to go out Sunday. We'll blast it Sunday. And everybody, Tad 8754. And then if he doesn't, he has 2 weeks to claim it. And then, we'll give him. We'll give him your info, and then you could send it to him.
Yeah, just tell him to tweet it out.
Yeah.
Get him set up.
And better luck next time to Eric J. Edelstein of 2424 Maple Lanes, connected to New York, last four of his social 2379.
And you know what, dude? I was really pulling for Mexcrement there. I don't know. something about it.
I think Mexcrement is the guy that works at the fucking VHS on the Nudes Project, right? He might be the lead fucking developer there.
Now, that's a Richard Pryor level callback right there. that is good stuff. Oh, so congratulations to Tad 8754. Dan Chan, tell people tell everybody where they can find you and all the amazing data and stuff you're putting out for our community.
You know, the thing is, though, is when I'm pushing now, my product that I'm pushing out there is Stack Mac Pro, man. If you don't use Stack Mac Pro, you're crazy. I'm just going to say it. StackMax Pro is a game changer. I want people to use StackMax Pro. The way to get there is to go to Z-Lead. You can find Z-Lead, obviously, by going to Spot on Parts at Twitter, and that's where I'm at. And I'll hook you up, get you set up, and it's awesome. The tournaments alone for the StackMax Pro subs are worth the $15.
Are you accepting Zed Token for that? In addition,
absolutely, Zed Token. I do accept nudes as well. And I will take a little eat.
That's going on the soundboard right there. That's 100% going on the soundboard. Oh, that's great.
Man that knows what he wants.
But yeah, no, that's so cool you're doing all that. Yeah, like, and so just to let them know, the SacNext Pro, that's the browser extension, right? Where you get like all the extra data on your races and everything.
Yeah, the way I'd like to describe it, probably the easiest for people that really have like no clue, would be like, it's kind of like a poker HUD, right? Like, you know, it's like it overlays the poker site that you're on and kind of just gives you data on, you know, where to race, what to enter, how fast the horses are that are in the race. It's just like a HUD. You guys agree? It's kind of like a poker HUD.
That's a perfect way to describe it. It makes perfect sense to me because I'm a DJ.
It's a must use, though. I can't believe people play without it. Like, it's crazy. Yeah. If you're playing seriously, even if you're even playing recreationally, you know, a few hours a week, it's $15, dude. You hit one quarter final, you got it paid for. You hit in one of the tournaments, you tripled your investment.
That's what we're talking about here. That's exactly what we're trying to get to our listeners. Get them paid. All right, Blake, what you got going on?
Not a whole lot. You know, doing my baseball thing, doing my Zed thing. You can find me on Twitter at Buhlocke, BUHHLOCKAYE. And I'm lurking on Discord as well.
And you can check out all the stuff you're doing for here at the Sports Gambling Podcast Network as our baseball editor.
Yes, sir.
All right. And Chase, what do you got going?
Oh, man, it is Travers week. So I'm just focused in on Saratoga for the rest of the weekend. You can catch me on my horse racing podcast, Notorious OTB, my AUDL gambling podcast, which this weekend is the finals in Madison, Wisconsin. Of course, you always find me here talking nudes, all from the Sports Gambling Podcast Network.
I might have to change my Twitter handle to send me nudes. I don't know.
Send nudes, yeah. Show feet, send nudes.
You can always find me on Twitter at @Scott_Bowser, but I prefer, you know, you go after the show at Zed Podcast, at Zed Run Gambling Podcast on Instagram, Zed Run Gambling Podcast @gmail.com. If you just want to, you know, sign me up for weird stuff, for nudes. But yeah, you can also check out my other show I do, The Luck Stops Here, where it's about my life here in Vegas, DGen living, and a lot of football gambling right now. And it'll be basketball gambling in a few months, too. So good stuff over there. Dan Chan, thank you so much for joining us again, man. Can't wait to have you back again, dude. You're the best, man.
Absolutely, man. It was a blast. I had a great time. I hope we can do it again soon.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Like, oh, dude, especially coming up for NFL, man. Like, you know, we need to talk some football, buddy. Like, hey, you know, I should get you on my other show because I talk a lot of football in there. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm still modeling. Did you know I'm still doing live lines?
Yeah. Dude, like, I'm obsessed with that kind of stuff. So, dude, Zed's not the only thing I do, guys. I have a fantasy draft coming up in about an hour and 20 where I'm competing for $250,000. So, it's going to be fun stuff. But, yeah, thank you so much, everybody. Keep checking out the show, and make sure you go to download the SGPN app, where you can get all of Blake's articles, my articles, Chase articles. We all contribute a lot of good stuff over there. So thank you so much, everybody. We love you. Bye-bye.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called Needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.